As we have been reporting here on Breakfast Sydney, the Blue Mountains west of Sydney, the Illawarra south of Sydney, have been battered by fierce weather overnight. Power cut to 30,000 homes. More than 70 people had to be rescued by emergency crews, trapped in their homes and cars by flash flooding. Roads, rail lines cut, airports affected. Well, as hundreds of thousands of motorists hit the roads in and around Sydney this morning, let's get the latest on what the conditions are like. Brett Dutchke is a senior meteorologist at Weather Zone, and he's with us now. Hello, Brett.
Hi, James.
So we've had power outages, flash floods, trees down, roads and train lines cut. Is the worst over?
Absolutely, the worst is over, but it's still windy enough to cause further damage. I know there's some quite vulnerable trees out there now, partially broken, so there's potential for more trees to come down and more power lines to come down, but we're not likely to see wind speeds reach much over 100 k's an hour anymore. They're still gusting about 100 k's an hour in the Royal National Park, just south of Sydney, but elsewhere it's significantly less than that. And although further north on the central coast in Hunter is where the peak of the wind and rain has now moved, it's related to a small-scale low very close to the coast that moved from Point Perpendicular, skimmed the Illawarra and Sydney coast overnight, and has now come to the central coast Hunter area. That will be there for several hours before it moves away offshore later in the day. So central coast Hunter and southern part of mid-north coast won't see significant easing until this afternoon, whereas Sydney and further south, the significant easing has already occurred, and I'm sure the rain has started to clear from western parts of Sydney, and it's certainly eased elsewhere, even in the Sydney beaches.
And when things were at their fiercest overnight, how strong was the storm?
Well, wind speeds reached 160 k's an hour at Wattamolla in the Royal National Park, and 106 k's an hour at Sydney Airport. This is about 10 o'clock last night. And it's the strongest winds for the airport in a couple of years. And Kurnell had 100 and a bit k's an hour, their strongest wind in about 9 years. So really significant near the coast. But the heaviest rain was also the southern beaches, but it extended 100 to 150 millimetres, extended from, Ulladulla and then in the Sydney area from Cronulla, past Canterbury and Marrickville, and Canterbury ended up with 120 millimetres, and nearly all of that fell in about 2 hours, about 10 o'clock last night, and it's the heaviest rain in 13 years. So really significant, particularly for the southeastern parts of Sydney.
13-year record. With the airport you mentioned and the heavy gusts of wind there, I mean, the curfew kicks in, and it was at its heaviest just as the curfew approached. There were still flights diverted, but one can imagine if it was at a different time, it would have been chaos with the flow-on effects at airports around the capital cities.
Absolutely. I'm sure that we'd still be experiencing delays now. Say if this hit, at around 6 o'clock last night or 7 o'clock or thereabouts. But, you know, that the timing being, so close to the middle of the night was certainly more convenient. But it means today, at least the start of today, is still going to be significantly windy. Thankfully, not nearly as windy and not nearly as wet. And it's basically, from now, Sydney and further south is seeing significant easing. And certainly good news, because there's been in excess of 200 millimetres in the Naruma area on the south coast and around Ulladulla. So, it's a lot of rain. It's more rain that's fallen overnight in a day or so than has fallen in 1 or 2 months for some areas. So it's been badly needed. It'll at least clean the air out a bit, but there's a fair bit of debris around that needs tidying up first.
Okay, Brett Dutchke, thank you very much.
You're welcome, James.
He's a senior meteorologist at Weather Zone.